Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to Simon's
Pee-Pee.
There we go.
I wasn't sure whether you start... I was thinking in my head, like, do you say the hello and welcome and then I say, what do I say? I knew you did the pee-pee bit, but I was just...
I'll do... Hello, everyone, and welcome to Simon's...
Pee-pee!
I know that you can't do it.
I can't do it. I can't do it for some reason. My little finger doesn't do the... I'm uncomfortable.
You'll learn one day.
One day. I'll practice.
You better, for hours.
I'll practice.
It does.
And I won't get my dinner until I've practiced.
Malcolm Gladwell said...
10,000 hours.
Yeah, you're going to have to do this for 10,000 hours.
10,000? I can't do it. I can't.
I do it every night for 10,000 hours. Today's news is food news.
Oh, I haven't eaten my dinner yet.
Lewis has had some gin.
I have. I'm feeling good.
And you're ready for something to nibble on?
Yeah, I'm ready for some...
You want some stories to nibble on?
Ready for my dinner. After I've had my practice doing the thing and then I'll have my dinner.
I want to give you a nice full belly...
of stories.
Of my pee-pee.
Why would you say that? Why? Gross.
Do you ever just stop and think, what are we doing? What is this?
Why are we still doing this? Yeah. I do think
just
that.
Just to suffer.
Almost every day, actually.
Just to suffer.
But then I think, what else is there to do?
Yeah. Get a real job.
Don't think so.
Okay.
CNN Travel.
Yeah, always every day I check CNN Travel just in case there's a weird
news
story.
It's a classic news. Passengers have been fined $1,874, a very specific amount, after two undeclared McMuffins were found in their luggage.
Yes.
Now,
as you can see, there's also some pancakes.
But they were not fined for those,
I guess. Look very weird.
Well, that's because they're just a McDonald's. I mean, none of the food...
It doesn't look particularly appetising, does it, from this photo?
It doesn't look like it's worth $1,874 worth of fines. No. Did they forget? That's my first...
It was in the luggage.
Traveller was fined in Australia. Australian, Aussie dollars. After two undeclared egg and beef sausage McMuffins and a ham croissant were found in their luggage on arriving at Darwin Airport. So they came from...
Indonesia.
Bali, Indonesia. So they were on holiday, obviously.
Imagine being in Bali and you eat McDonald's.
Right.
Do you want to know who discovered this in the luggage?
An Australian man. Go on, what's his name? Or lady?
Zinta discovered it.
Oh, a biosecurity detector dog.
A biosecurity detector dog.
Sounds like a fucking robot dog.
It's wonderful. What a wonderful job title to have.
Yeah.
It was in the rucksack. Ah, so they probably were carrying it with them.
It was probably, do you know what it was? It was one of those carry-on big rucksacks, wasn't it? This is like
probably
a backpacker.
Yeah, backpacker.
They brought their lunch. They brought their breakfast. They thought, you know, I'll treat myself.
I'll eat this on the flight. To Australia.
But then they didn't eat it on the flight, did they? And that's why it got to Australia.
Yeah.
How far is it from Bali to Australia? Was it quicker than they expected?
I think it's over 10 miles.
Over 10? So they had plenty of time.
It is over 10.
It's definitely over 10.
I'm Almost 100%.
Confidence.
Confident. That no, it's over 10 miles.
I should think it is. Yeah. I'm agreeing with
you.
What I'm wondering is if they were on a long haul, you know, is it like 8 hours? Is it like 12 hours to get there? Or is it like...
It can't be too long, right?
Where is Bali?
4-6 hours?
You hear people go there. It's like a really dream destination, isn't it?
Yeah.
With like, oh, beautiful beaches and...
Beautiful women, beautiful men.
Lovely food.
Beautiful water. Beautiful drinks. Beautiful sun. Beautiful clouds. Beautiful air. We live in a beautiful world.
Yeah. I know, and I mean...
Bali. And then you're like, I'm a bit hungry. I'll have a Macca's.
Macca's is open. Well, it's maybe been early. Nothing might have been open. They might have got, you know, think, oh, yeah. I've got to leave early. Where's open?
They may not have eaten well in days if they're, like, just, like, backpacking, travelling around.
Well, they might have been partying.
Oh, yeah.
Might have been, you know...
Hungover.
Up all night. Dancing on the beach with others.
I can't believe it's so much money. Almost 2,000 US dollars.
Well, that is twice the price of a flight to Bali. This will be the most expensive Macca's meal this passenger has ever had, says Murray Watt, Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry. This fine is twice the cost of an airfare to Bali, but I have no sympathy for people who choose to disobey Australia's strict biosecurity.
Lewis hasn't got his glasses today.
I can't read, sorry. I'm going to have to squint. Wondering.
Oh, they worried there might be foot and mouth disease in the beef.
Right. Well, I mean, it's very cheap.
In the cooked beef.
But I mean, it's very cheap meat, isn't it, though?
Yeah. Is there any chance there's going to be any
meat
live...
in there? That's what you're asking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been processed quite heavily, hasn't it? They do source their food locally, though, McDonald's and all these other places, because it's cheaper to get it.
Oh, it does say that...
And there has been a lot of foot and mouth in Indonesia, apparently.
If there was an outbreak of foot and mouth disease in Australia, it could cost them $80 billion.
Right. Seems like quite a lot, yeah.
So, yeah, maybe...
It's best to just be, you know, not bring Macca's on the plane and just bring it in.
So humans can actually catch foot and mouth disease?
Can they?
So, wait a minute. What if the backpacker had foot and mouth disease?
That's fine.
That's fine. They didn't test you for that.
No.
Even if you've got, like, blisters, like, around your mouth or whatever the
or your
thing
foot.
Is, right?
Yeah.
They're like, probably just herpes. Been partying.
It's fine.
You know, making out with all sorts.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's just a bit of herpes.
But I don't think he's going to go and kiss a cow.
Well, he is going to Darwin, right? There's not much to do there.
Not is it even hot enough for cows? Too hot for cows in Darwin. Maybe it's not. I don't know how it works.
I thought it was just sheep and kangaroos.
So up north.
And some people.
So, yeah. I think it's a melting pot, Darwin. Mm. It's got a lot of, like, the Torres Islands.
It's like a stew.
Strait Islanders.
There's a bit of beef. A bit of roux. A roux.
Yeah.
There's a roux in it.
There is. A bit
with an X. Roux. Do you see? I'm making a pun.
Oh, I see. It's
yeah.
a sauce.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
That didn't work.
Is that
did
a sauce?
Can we edit out the joke that isn't actually
I didn't
that
get
funny?
It. No, I got it.
It's one of those jokes that's like...
It's classy. It's a classy joke.
It's like clever, but
your
not
would,
funny.
Your mum would laugh.
It doesn't mean that it's funny.
A roux. It's a sauce. She'd like...
I don't think my mum knows what a roux is.
Yes, your mum does. She's a very classy lady. Your mum. Very good. Mine is.
Thank you.
Mum would know.
Oh, are you thinking of your mother?
No, and your mother. Well, my mother and your mother are very similar ladies. Very classy, middle-classy ladies.
Well, yeah. All right, I'll accept that.
We'll take that and we'll just put that back. Just in case any of our mothers see this.
Yeah.
I love you, mother.
I love you, Lewis's mother, too. And my mother, as well.
Janet, my mother is.
Oh, Susan.
Susan, nice to know that.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to
Wait,
meet your mother.
What?
How I met your mother.
Oh, my God.
You know.
We have met each other's mothers.
We have met each other's mothers.
Yeah.
Well, we've been friends for a long time. This is what happens.
You meet your friend's mum.
It's always a bit, it's awkward, but it is nice. It's like, oh, hello, I've seen you on the internet. You know, you're the one who's been messing up my son. Hope you're looking after him. That's what.
Yes, I have, Mrs. Brindley. Yes.
I was doing the impression of your mother.
Oh, I thought you're. That's not how my mother speaks.
She told me off one time, about in a joking way.
Wait, what? No, what did she say?
Well, she was just like, you know, she's very protective of her son. You know, she wants to make sure her son's all right.
You better look after my son. You better look after my son.
I don't think you're treating him very well. You're very mean to him. You're very mean. She said I was mean to you.
Well, I mean, she's got a point.
So I'm not. You can take it, I think. You okay?
Don't fucking touch me. This is not like an advert. Prefer Burger King, honestly.
Sure.
But this is art, Lewis.
Art news, but also food news.
So. An artist had a Big Mac, which contained pickles, opened up the burger, took out the pickle, threw it up to the ceiling where it stuck, and has declared that that's art. It's called Pickle.
Okay.
This is my new installation. It's called Pickle.
And it's just a...
Yeah.
A pickle that he threw out of his Big Mac.
I don't know how long it would stick to the ceiling.
Well, look, yeah.
Maybe
I mean,
it says.
You've obviously got
but...
to. You've got a permanent.
It's got a bit of sauce on it to help adhesivize it.
This is not art.
What?
Well, it's
You Philistine.
It's so temporary.
Well, art can be temporary.
Well, no, but.
Street art, temporary. I mean, everything is temporary, really, when you think about it on a sort of cosmological or even geological scale.
We've got a point. However, this
everything's ephemeral. We're like just bubbles popping.
Right. Fucking thank you, Alan Watts. Let's fucking move on. What I'm saying is that mouldy pickle stuck to... How long is it even stuck to a ceiling? How do you sell this? Oh, it's awful.
Look, there's a picture of it.
Give me a break.
It's a slice
Give
of
me
pickle
a break.
On a ceiling. Oh, it's a cheeseburger.
Michael Ett Gallery. So there's a gallery with this.
Michael Ett Gallery. I wonder if Michael Ett the pickle.
Fuck me. Fucking terrible. Wait, it cost him how much? $6,325. This is. I mean, look, we've always had this to some extent, but yes. This is silly. This is.
Lewis Brindley declares this as silly.
This is silly now. It's getting. Stop.
Just stop.
Just whoever's doing this.
We don't
this,
need more art. We're done.
Pickle.
We've got enough art.
Pickle, Matthew Griffin, 2022, is a sculpture comprising the slice of pickle from a McDonald's cheeseburger flung onto the ceiling.
And look, it says the ingredients.
Well, it's not, though.
This is the ingredients for the cheeseburger.
I mean, that's funny, but...
It's not... nice that they've added that.
But that's not the... It's not the whole cheese... You don't get the rest of the cheeseburger with it, do you?
No.
Well, I was going to say. And also, what have they done? Have they cut the square out of the ceiling? How am I buying this?
Are you interested?
Well, I'm just saying, imagine I...
How do you install it? Does it have to go on the ceiling? I guess we could replace one of the ceiling tiles with it.
Depends how big it is.
They give you the entire ceiling.
Yeah.
You're like, what am I going to do with this?
Well, it's like...
I just wanted like a little
square.
Well,
it's like the Banksy, you know. Mm. People have been, you know, selling a Banksy with a house rather than just their house.
Right.
Because it's more... I get more for it.
I mean, people do sometimes just sell a part of their wall.
Yeah.
Which is then removed.
I'm just wondering, like, have they put, like, acrylic over it? Have they protected it anyway? You know? Because some of the Banksys have got acrylic in front of them and stuff to protect them from the elements.
We have a little bit of context, okay? He's known for starting conversations on the perceived pretentiousness of the art world.
Oh, of course.
So he's making a point.
Very well done.
Saying, oh, I suppose you'd call this art, would you?
No, hey, me?
Like, yeah. Actually, yeah. That's great.
Actually, yes.
That's fantastic. I love it.
And so he's obviously right.
This recent work is intentionally designed to question what art has value and what.
Do you know what he's? They got me. They totally got me
because you got bezingled.
I fell for this.
You did.
But this is him. This is some self-aware smug. Oh, it's awful.
The purchaser of the work won't receive the exact pickle from the exhibit, but will be given instructions on how to recreate the art in their own space. I fucking love it. I love it.
It's like one of those scans where they can send you a PDF or something.
Oh, my God. I like the one where you order, like, the famous one is the Gromit mug.
Right.
And it's the picture of a Gromit mug. Mm-hmm. And, like, Gromit's face is there and it's all painted nicely. But what you actually get is a picture of the Gromit mug on just a plain white mug.
Right, okay.
And you're like, I can probably find this, right? That's the Gromit mug with the mug of the Gromit, the picture of the mug.
It's a classic.
With the Gromit. See, there's an extra layer to it here.
Yes.
So it's a mug with a picture of the mug with the picture of the Gromit mug on.
That's
right. It's three layers deep.
And we're looking at a picture of that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's print out this. Let's screen cap this and print this out and stick it to a mug.
We could sell it.
Yeah.
Well, no, I suppose there's copyright issues.
And this is like the OG one here.
Not on Etsy. I mean, yeah. It's
so fucked, isn't it?
It's funny.
That's so fucked.
I think it's still funny. I don't mind that. I get what he's doing.
Actual mugs are really
in
good
a sense,
though.
Right? I do it's think really this guy's quite creative because it's like, how could you possibly create the shittest thing?
Mm.
You know, it's like, he's thought up, what's the worst food? The pickle out of a fucking Big Mac.
I think it was about the actual worst of the value. Worst.
I mean,
the economic value.
Like scraping the ground, the bare bottom of like bad food, and then the worst thing about that food.
It was about value. What's like, what's the cheapest? What's one of the cheapest things that I can make art out of?
Right.
Just a burger from McDonald's that you know, on their meal deal or whatever is like $1,
it's like
$1.50.
Right, yeah.
The cheapest fucking thing. And then literally take a part of that, floop, and that's art. And then you charge, what, $6,000 US.
I see.
I like how that picture is fantastic because you see the scale of it. It's just this tiny little pickle slice.
Just the stain on the ceiling.
How is it still there?
I guess the emulsion of the ketchup or whatever acts as a kind of glue.
Yeah,
like a super glue.
We should try it. We should try it.
As long as we don't have to eat the burger.
What about a chicken nugget? Is that too heavy? That would be too heavy, right? You dip it. You completely dip it. You like use all of the like the dip, like a whole thing, and then fling it up. It probably just like bonk and fall down on
it. I think if you squashed it on, it might stay for a while.
And you got to get a stepladder to get up to reach the ceiling.
I mean, this does in a sense the whole ceiling thing.
Daff sues us.
It's an older idea. You know that's. We've seen with pancakes and things being flipped onto the sticking on ceiling, you know, or toast and jam on the ceiling.
Chewing gum, famously.
Chewing
gums.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this isn't like, it's just a new spin on an old idea. That's a good one. I think we need more of this kind of thing.
When it comes to art.
More of this. What did I say at first? I was like,
you hated it.
Stop. And then I was like, we need more of it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes when you read the article, I'm proud that I can change my mind.
Yeah.
You know?
You should be. You are kind of flip-flopping a lot.
No. I'm flexible.
Out of the water. Just flipping around. Flipping
and
flapping.
No, I'm willing to change. I'm not stubborn. I'm open to change based on new information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I admire that about you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful to hear. What's next?
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role and movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door, if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star News.
I pull up the today's like installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
So we've got the James Webb Space Telescope.
Yes.
Up in the sky.
Oh, Jimmy Webb.
Luckily. High up in the sky. It's up there. It's looking into the depths.
It's not in the sky, but go on. Is it like Lagrange Point 1 or whatever, isn't it, or whatever?
Yeah. It's up there staring at, like, the night.
Nothing.
And
well, not nothing, but
one of the things that is discovered is this star here.
Looks like a... Is it?
Can we? Is there a translate button?
Can we translate? Is that a slice of salami?
No. That's a star, Lewis. That's a star. Hang on. French to English.
Oh, it's so funny. Photo of Proxima Centauri, the closest star to the sun, located just 4.2 light years from us. She was taken by the James Webb Space Telescope. This level of detail. A new world is revealed day after day.
Yeah. So your suspicion is this is a slice of salami.
Well, I think it's the bit at the bottom, which is slight, that little bit there that's slightly bulging out, that bit. Is that what it is?
20K likes.
20,000 likes. Okay.
There is a little story about this.
Prominent scientist posted an image of a distant star he said was taken by the James Webb Space Telescope. It was actually a slice of chorizo.
Chorizo. That kind of says it all, really. It was just a bit of fun. It was just a bit of fun.
I like it a lot. I'm surprised I saw through it so quick. I think it's because I just thought it was like funny that a star looked like a slice of chorizo.
Yeah.
And then I realized moments later that it probably was
actually
that.
Actually what it was, yeah. According to contemporary cosmology, no object belonging to Spanish charcuterie exists anywhere but on Earth.
Really? That's good to know.
He understood that many users on Twitter didn't understand the joke, which he said was
not surprising.
On Twitter, yeah. He said it was aimed at encouraging us to be wary of arguments from people in positions of authority, as well as the spontaneous eloquence of certain images.
Yeah, it is. It's like one of those beautiful, it's like a, you know, you can just see beauty in a slice of sausage. You know, it doesn't have to be looking deep into the galaxy to see.
Right here under our very noses. Oh, like on my shirt. That's like a slice of chorizo. Oh, it came out of my sandwich. But yeah, it's important to question things in the news.
No, and, I agree. I think that's very, very funny. I think this stuff wouldn't be viral if there weren't people who fell for it and were annoyed, though. You know, like people are like, I reckon there's a few people who are really angry about that. Like they've been duped. It's like, just fucking hell, just grow up.
Like imagine if you were a fellow scientist. What if like Neil deGrasse Tyson, who I think I've blocked on Twitter, which is annoying. What if he posted, wow, the universe truly is beautiful. And, you know, some bollocks, you know. This inspiring image will hopefully encourage, you know, new generation. Yeah. That kind of horse shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's revealed. It's like, what does he do? Does he just play along? Like, oh yeah, I always knew it was a slice of chorizo.
Yeah. You can just play along. Of course you can.
I reckon he would have like a selfie of him with like a charcuterie board, and he'd be like, a whole galaxy of stars.
Sometimes you can get like those little bits of starfruit on there and stuff. That would be quite cool.
Starfruit on a charcuterie board. That's
yeah. You can get little bits of fruit on them sometimes.
I mean, it's something that looks nice, doesn't it?
Does. Yeah.
It's like a pretty looking thing.
It's like a garnish. I don't think you're supposed to eat them. I don't think anyone eats
it. I would eat it.
Would you?
I'm trying to think. Well, they're kind of citrusy, aren't they?
How do you feel about the cheese board?
Cheese board? Enjoy cheese? Yes. Goat's cheese? Nice. Kind of avoid most other soft cheeses because they're lactose intolerant.
Right. Probably should be avoiding all cheese.
Well, I know, because like...
Cheese is very nice.
Because it's delicious, yeah. Lewis. I don't think you understand. But hard cheeses are pretty low in lactose.
Are they? I didn't know that.
Generally speaking.
So like... What about like Dairy then? Is that higher?
That's bad. Right. It's real bad. That's Diarrhea Town. I call it Diarrhea Lee. It's real bad.
These stories you found today are mental.
This one is fucking everywhere. Everyone's talking about this.
I've not heard of it.
It's massive not news.
Okay.
It's very funny.
It's very funny.
As well.
It's got the word fart in it.
Yeah.
Man who hasn't stopped farting for 5 years, like all men, I assume, sues food stall for £200,000 over a ham roll.
A very nice looking ham roll there.
I don't know if that is the ham roll that he's concerned about, because I'm assuming it was not as good as that. Tyrone Prades claims he was bedridden for 5 weeks with salmonella after eating a ham roll from Birmingham Christmas Market, and that ever since he has had uncontrollable flatulence. Right.
That's a rough deal. That's a rough deal.
A lot of words. So
this may be legit, right? It may not be just like jokes, you know? It may not be a scam. This may be legit.
Okay, let's just assume that this has happened. That Tyrone...
He got salmonella. And it's ruined his guts.
And he assumed it was from a ham sandwich. But it might not have been.
It could have been from anything that he ate. But
you know, but let's just say it was a ham sandwich.
Whatever.
And then afterwards, ever since he's had uncontrollable flatulence, do you think that's because...
His gut flora is all fucked. Fauna is all fucked.
His bacteria. He needs some Yakult or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, because obviously when he had diarrhea with his food poisoning, all the friendly bacteria in his gut was all washed out.
Mm.
So what he could do is get a poop transplant.
A transfusion.
Yeah. When they take a turd from a friend and they shove it up your bum hole.
Again, it's something like
and,
that.
And
it's more scientific than that.
I think there is literally a capsule that you can have that contains someone the fecal bacteria from someone else.
And you put it up there, upstairs.
And it passes through your entire digestive system and then at some
just
point...
like seeding you with their poo.
Yeah. I think it might be on a timer.
Oh.
Like it takes 16 hours or something.
Okay.
And then it explodes.
This transfusion will self-destruct. Sure. Do you think that, like, I mean, it does correct itself over time.
Mm.
And how bad is this flatulence?
It must be pretty bad.
Right. I mean, it says it's uncontrollable. Now, I feel like there is always some degree of control.
I think he must be creating so much gas. It's just constant. It's just constant farts.
Well, we need to make use of this man.
Wire him up to something. Power like a bulb, quite dimly.
Well, no, kind of
a brown light coming off of it somehow.
No, I'm just thinking, like, you know, if he's a source of uncontrolled, you know, methane.
Yeah.
You know, there's a crisis going on.
He could be damaging the ozone or whatever it is that methane does.
We need to get a poo in this man's stat.
Dr. Simon Clark, are you around? No, he's not.
Thank goodness, because he'd be mad.
It's a greenhouse gas. I'm pretending he stood there. It's a greenhouse gas. It's not actually damaging to the ozone layer. Okay, thank you. Right.
Yeah, it just causes...
So it causes climate change, this man's farts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think all of our farts do.
What?
I would assume.
No?
I assume they contribute just as much as...
Well, even
like...
girls' farts.
I think it's probably worse.
Oh, no.
I'm assuming. I don't know. Well, it's all the salads and stuff they eat, you know? They make you fart more?
All the salads and stuff. The Simon. Ladies' salads.
He's nodding, he's nodding.
The girls eat.
He's nodding.
Daintily.
Mm-hmm. You know what it's like?
I think I've discovered what your fetish is.
Why is it? Women eating salads. Simon, don't. I'm not ready.
It's all women like laughing and smiling, holding a fork with a salad in front of them. This is just, there's so many like stock images of this.
They're also
the healthy eating.
Gosh,
they all look like they're having their fucking best life. Look at this woman here.
Look at her. Wow.
With a nice strappy top.
No one.
Look at the cherry tomato, delicately
balanced.
No
one has ever looked like that eating a salad. Not in a million years. If she won the lottery, she wouldn't look like that eating a salad.
I want to know what it is. What's so
funny? Here's a salad and you've won the lottery. And she wouldn't look like that.
What's so funny about eating a salad? Why are they always laughing? Look at this woman. Why is she... What's wrong with her face? Why does her face look like that?
Well, because she's an Instagram person.
Oh. Look at these women. They're like just chortling, yucking it up at their salads.
I think they're on their way to play tennis after this as well. Look,
you can probably. Oh yeah, with that personal trainer.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
This is from the Vegan Feminist Network, apparently.
A great place to be.
Women alone laughing at salad.
So this is actually a self-aware
good.
Meme. Okay.
And there's a guy. He's not laughing. A woman in her pants.
Mmm.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Wren, for this very funny article. Let's actually see
me
the
out.
Details.
Let's read the article.
He's a dad?
46 years old. He was bedridden for 5 weeks with salmonella, which is terrible.
Mm.
And afterwards, he's had uncontrollable flatulence that wakes him up at night and embarrasses him in public. Dun, dun, dun.
That's normal, though, right? Everyone.
I know.
Everyone has that, right? You wake up from
is this
farting,
not a thing?
Almost
I've woken myself
bed.
Up with a fart before, many times.
You hear the cat on the other side of the room just go... making that weird noise that Meckins makes.
Waving their paw.
I'm sorry, son. I just let rip, son.
Scratching at the door.
You might have to open the window.
The stall in question was closed and deep cleaned following a public health of England investigation.
Okay.
So it may well have been problematic. Other customers who bought food at the market reportedly fell ill. Well, reportedly
unbelievable.
Fell ill.
Unbelievable. They found E. coli on a knife, but no traces of salmonella.
Prady's case hangs on whether or not the flooring company boss, whether he was suffering from salmonella. Well, he was, wasn't he?
Well, that's the thing. He might have
There's
had
no
E.
evidence.
coli, and he's suing them for having salmonella. Ooh. But if he actually had E. coli, then they'd throw the case out.
Surely he went to the doctor.
Did he, though?
Oh.
He's just bedridden for 5 weeks.
He just thinks it was salmonella.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. That's why it's not going to go well for him, probably. I mean, they might settle. I don't know who... Is it it's the Christmas market company that he's suing.
This is just another example, yet another example in this very podcast of someone eating... If they'd had a salad, if he'd thought, do you know what? I'll go to the other one, have a nice... He would have laughed as he ate the tomato. What?
I just find it weird.
You can still get E. coli and salmonella on salads, by the way. Sorry.
You go to the Christmas
market... In fact,
you're
more likely to because it's not cooked.
We got a Christmas market in Bristol that comes.
That's why you should always wash your salads.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same company.
It is probably the same company, the Frankfurt one.
It may well be.
I think it is.
So it's, it's German themed.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, Frankfurt.
German Christmas market.
But there may be like dozens of these.
Got a bit, I never had a ham baguette from them though.
That's the thing. Why would you get that when you could get like bratwurst instead?
Yeah, like a currywurst.
Yeah, why wouldn't you get...
Very good.
A nice hot sausage. Why would you get a ham roll? It seems a really weird choice. There was a Jognor. There was a Jognor that
you were
worked.
Planning to get sick and then 5 years after having flatulence uncontrollably.
As part of his game plan.
Make your money.
Yeah. There was, I was going to say, yeah, he ran a bakery stall at the Christmas market. Okay. And he sold this bread, and it's one of the best breads I've ever fucking eaten in my life.
Okay.
It was like this rosemary bread.
If you're the man who done that.
Rosemary and garlic.
Get in touch.
It's fantastic.
You know, I need to get a present for Simon, and it sounds like he likes this stuff.
Absolutely fantastic.
And there's no other way I'm going to be able to find you, so just putting a message out right now.
I think he might have made ciabatta as well.
A ciabatta.
A ciabatta.
With chorizo.
With chorizo.
That's enough of that. That was a very peculiar portion. It's a lovely, lovely little snackery.
Food news.
Food news.
None
I'm
of it
starving.
Was like positive news about food, really, was it? It was all quite. What were the other stories? I've already forgotten.
But how would you make it? How would news for food? What, man had a lovely sandwich? That doesn't make the news. Man didn't get sick after eating X number of bratwurst from Christmas markets across the country.
Local man claims to have created the perfect sandwich.
Right.
And then you look at it and it's like, oh my God, that's a very good looking sandwich.
What would be in it?
Like in my perfect sandwich... Oh my God.
A triangle of dairy.
It's got to have cheese.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I was.
A mature or sharp cheddar.
Okay.
Cornish Cove. Bosch. Put some of that on there. A nice oaty bread or a garlicky and rosemary bread, sure.
And
that
done.
Could be overpowering. Yeah, fuck it.
That's it.
Oh, put some HP sauce on it.
Doesn't need anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you're fine.
Yeah.
No, totally.
I mean, turkey slices are good in a sandwich, especially if it's like fresh, actual slices of turkey, not like reformed shit.
Yeah, anything that is...
Big fan of turkey. Yeah. A lot of people complain, it's so dry, it's just shit chicken. Heathens.
They don't know what they're talking about.
It's got a sort of richer taste to it. What's it called? Tapenade?
Tapenade, like olive-y. You're right, Luke. He's retching a bit, I think. He doesn't like the idea of... He's not agreeing with
you
the
don't
turkey
like olives?
Thing. Or olives.
Oh, yeah, I like olives. So. I like it. The very, very strong olive-y taste to
Can
it.
Can we go? I'm starving. Can we stop the podcast? I've got to go.
No, you've asked me. I'm answering. I'm answering your question. You asked me a question.
Well, I didn't expect to get, like...
Let me finish this, right. And then I'll ask you.
I'm very hungry.
Okay?
Yeah.
So... Turkey, cheese, olive-y jam stuff. Put some chutney in there as well.
Okay,
go to town. Put some chutney in there.
Hope we're taking notes.
It needs salads.
Daff, you take notes. Cause...
Beetroot. Slices of pickled beetroot.
Okay. Really?
It's crazy.
What about like a little slice
Maybe
of...
Maybe some lemony mayo.
What about like a pickled gherkin?
No.
Just one.
Get that shit out of my fucking sandwich.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Throw it in the have it hit the ceiling. Sorry, I'm self-censoring a bit.
I don't know why now. We've gone through all this.
That's probably my favourite sandwich.
Okay.
And your favourite sandwich, Lewis?
It's the same. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week.
You're vegan! You wouldn't eat the turkey! Or the cheese!
Bye!
Bye! Same.